B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, Cam. Okay, Cam. I see you. I see you. Willing to go to New England? Succeed to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. I like it. I like it. Can New England win the Super Bowl again? Can they do it again? I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. I don't know, Deshaun Watson. I don't know, Lamar Jackson. I don't know. I don't know. But I love it. Cam! I hear you, bro.
Yes! Yes! Love it! Let's get a breakdown here. What else you want for $8 million a year?
Look out, Mahomes! Look out, Deshaun Watson! Look out, AFC! Cam Newton, now a New England Patriot. Let's play Fantasyland here for a moment. Cam Newton comes to New England, highly motivated, with everything to prove, trying to save his NFL career after two injured and downright bad seasons as a result of those injuries. Cam Newton comes into New England as a healthy, motivated guy. He wins the job, and he is great for the New England Patriots. Josh McDaniels makes all the necessary adjustments to the offense to fit the style of play that Cam Newton has, or find some middle ground between what the Patriots have been and what Cam Newton has been, because I think as he gets older, you want to protect the guy a little bit more. You don't want him to be hurt all the time. Let's assume he's great. How far can the Patriots go with Cam Newton as their quarterback in 2020?
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With everything you've given, with all the ifs, or else anybody that doesn't think that way is a freaking fraud. Because everybody's basically got New England winning the East with Stidham at quarterback without even seeing him play. Everybody's picking the Pats to win the East. Or maybe it's Buffalo. But it's really New England-Buffalo, right? That's all you hear. So if you think they're already there and already a playoff team, and Beetle, you get it's the caveat, though. Everything's got to line up. Health is number one. Health first and foremost. Josh McDaniels has got to be humming. You've got to be able to get the offense to adapt to the way Cam plays. You've got to get offensive tackles with eyes in the back of the head because, why? They know where Tom's going to be at all times. He's going to slide. He's going to do this. He'll never break containment. Now, you got to train tackles about breaking containment. This guy could break containment. He could run at any time. If he wants to take off, better be ready to go. Better help lead downfield. Everything's got to be humming and in unison. And that's a lot of ifs. But if you have all those ifs and everything is harmonious, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit because your defense is going
to
be good.
I don't know that everybody was picking the Pats still to win the East this year.
Well, a lot of people were. I think our callers. I mean, everybody still has
all the callers to the New England Patriots flagship station were picking the Patriots.
No, I agree with Zoe, though. I'm with Zoe. I think many were still picking the Patriots to win the division.
Do you think
pick type of things.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's two in Buffalo.
Do you think they're anything close to a lock to winning the division this year with Jared Stidham?
No, I don't.
Oh, God, no.
No. Okay, so neither do I.
I
I certainly love their chances if Cam Newton is healthy and he's playing quarterback, and he is anything close to the version he was. You know, you don't even have to go to the MVP year. Just, you know, pick a few years where Cam Newton was, you know, playing near the top of his game. But to say that automatically puts him in the Super Bowl, then, you can't forget about Lamar Jackson.
No. No one's saying he's automatically in the Super Bowl.
Zoe just said Super Bowl.
Oh, no. That wasn't the question. The question was, what can they be? What's the ceiling? Is that a possibility? And I think the answer is yes. And that was what I was asking Zoe. I didn't ask.
Okay, let me.
Sky's the limit. It's a Super Bowl. I said Super Bowl.
We're talking about the ceiling. We're not talking about a prediction here.
Health.
We're not predicting they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Okay, if Cam Newton is healthy, do you think the Patriots win the AFC?
Yes, if he is healthy and he's the starter, they're winning the division.
No. Win AFC, you're in it with Kansas City. I think it's you, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. I still think it's a 3-team race. You, KC, and Pittsburgh. Still. Ben's back. Pittsburgh's going to be good.
What about Baltimore?
I think Baltimore's going to go backwards this year a little bit.
Wow.
I do. I think teams are going to you're going to get it. You always see this in the league. Whatever offense has success the year prior, you get stuff on film, people and teams are going to practice against that three tight end offense. And what more can Baltimore do to advance it?
The only thing I would say is, though, it's a weird year.
It's an extremely weird year, which gives the Patriots a shot like that.
Maybe it gives the Ravens a little bit more life in that offense. That's the only thing I would
add. Can't get hurt. Can't lose a guy. Can't have anybody get COVID.
But can we play that? Let's play this. Let's play the tape out. Let's say the Cam Newton thing works. He's a starter. He plays extremely well, plays at a high level. The Patriots are a playoff team. They go deep in the playoffs, not necessarily make it to the Super Bowl, but let's say they make it to the AFC title game. And you did that with Cam Newton as your quarterback. How do you then, on the incentive-laden one-year deal, how do you then walk away from 31-year-old Cam Newton at the end of that? How do the Patriots walk away from that?
You may not be able to because of the age. The fact that he's 31, most quarterbacks are hitting their prime at 31. That should be the prime age of the quarterback. 30
he'll actually be going.
Right,
this is going to be his year. He just turned 31, so he'll actually be going on to his 32-year-old season. But again, same ballpark. How do you walk away from that? How do you not make an effort with all that cap space that the Patriots will have next year? How do you not try and keep the guy?
I think you have to.
You let it play out.
You let it play out. And if it plays out, it plays out and it plays out well, then you address it at that time. Right now, you have to even talk about it. You're excited to have the guy in at the number he's in.
Well, they don't have to talk about it, but we do because we're sports talk show hosts, and that's what we do. We talk about all these, fantasy football scenarios. But I don't think it's on their radar. I think you're right. It's not something that they're thinking about.
This throws a huge wrench into the works of the people who have been arguing and saying that Jared Stidham is the guy and that he's the future and everything else. Because your best case scenario, even those people are going to have to admit that Cam Newton is healthy and he ends up winning the starting job and they do well with him and they figure out a way to get Jared Stidham? What are we going to do with this guy? I mean, now you've got this guy that you still have on your roster that is either not going to play or you're going to have to sit him for two more years. It's Garoppolo all over again.
And Hardy, the football grand jury is back and they have indicted Jarrett Stidham today. I'm sorry, Jarrett. I hope the news has traveled to him in Texas, but he has been indicted. Sorry, DJ Bean.
I saw Jim Murray tweet this out too. Jim Murray, he said he's a sucker too, but all the people the whole cartel that had all the pro Stidham stuff and was pumping Stidham now you'll all be stamped as suckers. And Murray says he took the bait too. I don't know how much people took the bait. I think it was the choice of either it was Stidham or Brian Hoyer.
I don't know. I think it's just a simple fact of, okay, if they're going this long into the offseason, I guess he's the guy. I guess they think he's the guy. Why would we be wrong to think that Belichick in the organization thought he was the guy? And now this changes things, obviously, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't have any problem with someone having made that assumption that Cam Newton was going to be the guy. I'm sorry, that Jarrett Stidham was going to be the guy based on the fact that it was now a month before training camp and he was the guy on the roster with Hoyer. I thought that signified they must really like Stidham. Turns out they don't really like Stidham as much as I thought they did because they went and got Cam Newton. They like Cam Newton. And I think they want to make him the starter. I think they want him to win the job. Otherwise, what are they doing? What are they wasting their time with? Bringing Cam Newton in because they want him as a backup? You could say that, they want to have a competition and let the best man win the job. Yeah, you can say that. That's the easy way of not answering the obvious question. Why did they bring this guy here? Well, because they want him to be Cam Newton of 5 years ago. That's why. That's why you sign him. You don't want the Cam Newton of the last 2 years. That's not a guy you want to sign. The Cam Newton of 4 or 5 years ago is the guy you hope he is and can return to. That's why you bring him in, and if that's the guy you get, that's your starting quarterback. I'm sorry, I don't think that Jarrett Stidham will be able to match that. I don't.
I wonder if they got somebody around him to watch him throw, to have him work out or got some eyes on him up close and personal.
A visit.
Yeah.
Someone had to have made a visit, maybe?
Not a technically official visit here where you're bringing him in, bring him into complex, but, we're going to fly somebody down. Yeah, you're going to throw at a stadium. We're going to stand up, stop. We want to watch you throw. get three receivers with you. We want to see 10 comebacks from the far hash. Do a play fake to the left once you roll out. We want to see how far you can throw. You know that type of stuff. Give them a list of throws you wanted to make, and then or have somebody film it and put it on. See, not film. Film doesn't do crap for me. Like, you sit there and watch Kaepernick film, right? And everybody's, oh, my God, look at throw. Really? Like, I could do that on air and film it in my backyard. And you could see, just throw it. Oh, wow, look, he put it on the money. It's one thing to stand there next to a guy and see what's the velocity. What's the timing? Is he anticipating guys coming out of the break to see the whole thing from a bird's eye view? That's what you want to see as a coach, as a scout, when you make decisions.
This remains true. Guys that kill the Patriots in games and play very well against the Patriots and Bill Belichick.
This is interesting.
Many times I end up on the team, as is the case with Cam Newton. We'll revisit some comments from Bill Belichick on Cam Newton and get to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think when you're talking about mobile quarterbacks, guys that are tough to handle, tackle, can throw, run, make good decisions, can beat in a lot of that. I mean, I would put Newton at the top of the list. Not saying that there aren't a lot of other good players that do that, but I would say of all the guys, you know, we play or have played recently in the last couple of years, definitely put him. He's the hardest guy to deal with. See, he makes good decisions. He can run. He's strong. He's hard to tackle. He can do a lot of different things, beat you in a lot of different ways. We saw that in the game down there in 13. I would put him at the top of the list.
Check with some rather high praise of a guy who's now on his team, Cam Newton. That was back in 2017, the things he said about Cam Newton. And I think that's not so long ago that Bill Belichick probably feels the same way about Cam Newton if Cam Newton is healthy. I bet he still feels that way about that player. He looks at the potential for Cam Newton to come in and have a huge impact. But how about this, though? Guy kills the Patriots, plays well against them like Cam Newton has. Cam Newton ends up a Patriot. It's like Scott Chandler. Remember? Wasn't Scott Chandler one of these guys?
Oh, I get so excited for Chandler. So excited for Chandler. So excited for Ocho Cinco, who played well against you. Right. So excited for Reggie Wayne. So excited for Eric Decker. Let's go. Joey Galloway. The list goes on and on.
You're just going to hope that he turns out a lot different. Better than all those other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I remember
like Darrell
those,
Revis.
Those
he needs to be Revis.
Right. He needs to be more Revis than any of those other guys. Revis is one of those guys for sure.
See, I remember the Bills, the interviews with Bill, too, the all-access, you know, the Bellustrator, the pregame interview for the Sports Hub. Just like, yeah, does he run like Tebow? He's like, no, it's not Tebow. It's different than Tebow. It's different than Tebow. Yeah, it's like trying to tackle a defensive end that can throw the ball 70, 75 yards on a rope. I just remember, too, after that game. Remember the one, what was it? That's the Monday night one where he ran around like a nut, where Ninkovic had him pegged. And maybe
Chandler
Jones.
That highlight is ridiculous.
Oh, it's like he stepped up. Then he spun around. Then he spun out of it, went over the left. I think ESPN did the spot tracker on it where it was a pretty big gain. It was like a 40-yard run, but it was like 79 yards in total yards from when he started moving around.
But you know what I would prefer at this point in his career and probably closer to what the Patriots want to do? And I heard the start of the clip of Belichick. I think he may have said behind the line, his movement behind the line of scrimmage. I'd much rather he outrun all three of those linebackers and then still find a throw to be made.
Yeah.
And not have to run 40 yards.
Like Ben. Like Ben moves around. He'll improvise. He'll extend plays in the pocket. Ben doesn't want to run. And then Ben guns it in there. You know, you get
Brady has done a better job of this in recent years following Jimmy Garoppolo getting drafted. That was something that Tom Brady worked on and became, you know, better. He was good at it to begin with. He became, I think, elite later in his career at moving behind the line of scrimmage and finding open throws down the field later in plays. That's what I would rather see Cam Newton do.
But I would love
than opposed
Brady
to,
breathe. Yeah,
because I think if you watch the end of that clip, the one, and I haven't seen it recently. I want to look it up now. He gets tackled. Cam Newton gets tackled at the end of that play, like pretty hard. That play against the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was around like the 40, 45, I thought he got.
Yeah, like 40 yards downfield. He gets hit. He gets drilled. Yeah. You're like, oh, well, you know, is that the position you want to put your quarterback in?
No, and I remember, like, he laid there and waited for somebody to come help him up. I mean,
I'd prefer
that
not be the case. I'd prefer that he not have to do that. That's all. Protect the guy a little bit. All right, we got a lot of calls waiting on Cam Newton. Why don't we try and get through as many of these as we can right now? Brendan and Franklin. Brendan, go ahead.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on the Patriots maybe designing plays at, like, with two quarterbacks or maybe subbing quarterbacks out, like Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, Mariota and Tannehill.
Who plays Taysom Hill for the Patriots?
Oh, Cam, obviously.
Right. Probably Cam.
Yeah, no,
I'm good. Is Cam going to accept that role? No.
All set with that.
Nope.
No, thank you. Not interested in that. I just talked about Cam Newton to get beat up. Now you want to go line him up outside? No thanks.
No. Now it's like you have Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, and Taysom
Hill. He's not here to be a gimmick.
No,
he's not a gimmick quarterback.
He's not Cordell Stewart.
He's a former league
MVP. He's not Cordell Stewart.
For God's sakes. He's not a gimmick guy. He's the league's MVP. Once led his team into the Super Bowl. We'll get to his actions in that Super Bowl. This guy's a quarterback. Not some trick play, you know. Guy you want to put in there? No. Alex in New Hampshire. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up?
So let me preface by saying right now, as we see it, I think Cam Newton is your best quarterback in the quarterback room. But I think Zoe's on to something. Wouldn't it be super Bill-esque to bring in the best guy on the market at a super reasonable price, incentive-laden deal, and then week one be like, Jared Stidham has the job. I told all you guys I had the guy, and then not have to pay Cam Newton. I want to hear your thoughts.
It's only $1 million. I don't think the guaranteed money in this thing is very little. If he makes the roster week one, I don't even know what the guarantees are, actually.
I don't understand. What's the in-your-face part of that?
Wouldn't that be just like Bill to sign a guy and then
no?
Not
what would
have
be just
be
like Bill is what already happened.
I don't understand that.
What happened yesterday is just what it would be like to be Bill. That's what Bill does. You got the guy to come in at veteran minimum, and his max is 7.5 if he hits all his incentives, and you're still under $9 million for all three. That's being Bill.
Yep. Eric in Quincy. Hi, Eric.
Hey guys, great show. So I was listening a little earlier about talking about the timeline of when this deal was done, and I think, like you said, it says a lot negatively of what they think about Stidham and that he's not ready. And I kind of wonder if last week when we got the news that Stidham went down to Texas after he's been practicing with these guys, if that's when they had the deal done and they let him know. So he was like, okay, I can go on this vacation now.
Couple of things there about the trip to Texas for Stidham. Do we think the Stidham going to Texas directly impacted whether or not they signed Cam Newton?
Wow, Stidham going to Texas pissed them off to go out and sign Cam? No. No.
Okay. Do we think that Stidham maybe went to Texas knowing they were getting Cam Newton?
No.
No, you don't want to allow for that possibility?
I think both are possible, but I don't believe either one to be the case. I don't think him going to Texas bugged them to the point where they just, you know what, we weren't even going to get Cam Newton, but this kid goes to Texas. Texas he goes to, but get Cam back on the phone. No, I don't believe
that. Here's the question.
And I don't believe, oh, you're going to, wait a second. You don't think I can be the quarterback to replace Tom Brady? You're going to go get Cam Newton? Then I'm going to Texas. No,
here's,
I don't believe either one
question.
Of those things.
Here's your question, and we don't know the answer. Has Bill or Josh, prior to the signing, reached out to either quarterback, Brian, or Jared and said, hey, guys, just so you're not shocked here, we've been kicking the tires on Cam Newton a little bit. So just in case you hear something, you know, there's a possibility, you know, we could help bolster our room here and just want to make you guys aware of that. Or they just bang, wham, and announce it last night.
Yeah, I mean, play that out, Beetle. Stidham gets word that they're looking at Cam Newton and they're thinking about it. So his reaction is to go to Texas?
No, I'll tell his his wife, hey, tell your friend to have you in her wedding and have her move the wedding this week.
Hold on. Maybe I'm just saying it's a possibility that he was not going on the Texas trip to go to this wedding, and all of a sudden it was like, Cam Newton's coming here. I'm not going to be the guy, so it's fine. I can get away for a couple of weeks. I don't have to act like I'm the starting quarterback because I'm not. So I can get away for a couple of weeks. It's no big deal. It's the month of June. It's when most guys normally take time off before we go to training camp. It's not a big deal.
Well, maybe he likes paying patty cake with his wife.
I would say that's more possible than the Patriots being like, he went to Texas. We're going to get Cam Newton. I don't think that's what happened. I think the Patriots, but going to Texas might be a sign of something the Patriots have seen in Jared Stidham. They're not sold on him. They're not convinced on him. He got indicted today with this signing of Cam Newton. And hey, they just look at the offseason on the whole. They don't love what they've seen, or they don't believe he's ready yet, and that's why they went and did this. I think they've been talking to Cam Newton, by the way, for a lot longer than a couple of weeks or a week or a few days. I think this has been going on behind the scenes for the offseason, and they waited for the price to come down for a lot of reasons. One, he's definitely not a proven commodity right now, given his last two seasons, and the Patriots don't have any cap space. So they needed the price to come down. They couldn't do it otherwise.
Okay. The notion, if that's true, that Stidham found out that they were either talking to or bringing in Cam Newton, and he said, you know what, I'm not going to be the guy then. I'll take my trip to Texas because it doesn't really matter. Then forget everything we've been told about him in the previous 3-4 months. Forget about all the accolades and all the praise heaped upon him. If that is his mindset, you're talking to Cam Newton, you want to bring him in, if his reaction would be then to throw up his hands and say, well, forget it, I'm not even going to try them, they don't even want me, and he just left, then everyone read this guy completely wrong. And I don't think that's the case. I think he probably told him he was going. They said, of course, fine, go. You know, it's a wedding. You know, it's the off season. You can do whatever you want. And that the timing of this had nothing to do with his trip to Texas. It had everything to do with it being announced at the same time as the punishment for the videotaping. That's what I think. Because I don't think everybody read him that wrong. I don't think anybody would heap all that praise on it and be that wrong about him. Nor do I think that he decided or the Patriots looked at him going to Texas and that bugged them to the point where they pulled the trigger on a guy like Cam Newton, where they really weren't that interested in him until Stidham went to Texas. I don't think either one of those things is the case.
I love that Cam Newton is now a member of the Patriots. I love the move for the Patriots. I love what Bill Belichick has done. And for the most part, I like Cam Newton as a player quite a bit, but there have been a couple of instances in his career where I looked at Cam Newton and said, this guy is a jackass. And so it wouldn't be fair today to talk about how much we like the signing without revisiting some of the things that we have been very critical of Cam Newton for. Most notably, not diving on a fumble in Super Bowl 50. Let's get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Super Bowl 50 getting tense. 4:16 to play. 14 on the play clock, still time. Newton has him set. On third down and 9. Newton fades back. looking, arm hit as he tries to throw, ball loose, still loose, Denver picks it up, tackled at the 5-yard line. It is Denver football at the 5-yard line.
Cam Newton decides not to dive in there.
He backed away from it. He jumped away instead of jumping into the pile.
Yep. I guess he made a decision it wasn't worth to go in there and get it. Should have dove in, had a chance to recover it.
You are the face of our brand right now. You can't do that.
That's true.
I understand the emotions of losing, but you can't do that.
Super Bowl 50, early 2016, Cam Newton, with just over 4 minutes to go in the game, has the football. They're down 6. It was 3rd and 9. He fumbles the football. He did not feel the pressure coming. The ball pops loose. It's on the ground. And Cam Newton took one step toward the football and then took a step back.
He jumped out. He took one step towards it, and then both feet jumped out of it. I'll never forget that play. I crushed him for it.
Because
you know what was still fresh to me? You know what was still fresh to me was 2 weeks prior. Brady getting his teeth kicked in when he got hit 23 times out in Denver. And you're scrapping and clawing and still trying to keep your game in it. And there were so many vivid pictures of Brady where the ball gets knocked out and Brady's reaching with the left hand just and his head's getting ripped a certain way and he's trying to get the football and pull it back in. And it showed you like how one guy played the game and how the other guy is sort of that finesse guy that when the train's rolling and it's right, it's all good and we're Superman. But man, when kryptonite finds you, you can't really put the cape on and sort of fight your way through that. And that was a really bad moment for Cam. Really, really bad.
The worst moment of his career.
Worst moment of his career, Beetle. You're right.
That was the worst moment of his career, and it followed a season in which he was the league's MVP, and his team was 15-1, and he had a spectacular year. And he made it all the way to the Super Bowl. And he was a big part of the reason why, obviously, is the team's quarterback. He carried his team to the Super Bowl, and he got there. And in the final moments of the game, with a chance, I mean, it was 3rd and 9. But if they don't complete 3rd and 9, I'm sure they're punting the ball away, and they're hoping to get it back at some point. And so what happens there? Fumble, and he doesn't dive toward the ball. And there's no guarantee he would have recovered it, but the fact that he didn't make an attempt was pretty jarring. And then he embarrassed himself and embarrassed his team the way he handled himself post-game. It was embarrassing.
Real quick question here before we get to the post-game. Wasn't there a couple instances during Super Bowl week he was kind of goofy with the media too? Jim, do you have any recall on that where, like, you know, he was cutting it short, he was kind of smug with the media? I thought there were, like, two required things he had to do. He did them, but it wasn't like he was all into it.
Before the Super Bowl?
Before the Super Bowl.
The whole race thing came up with the black quarterback stuff. That came up all week long during the Super Bowl week.
Yeah, I don't even see, that didn't even register with me, but I just thought there was stuff where, like, he was just real pissy with the media that week. He didn't handle himself well that week. I can't remember in detail what it was. I'm not bringing race into it, but and maybe that did bug him. But damn, he's like player of the freaking year. Guy's a stud.
Yeah, and then
what was
after
record
the fact,
that year?
You heard Deion ripping him.
Yeah.
Right, so Tom just found what you were talking about. So there's a clip from Cam. Do you want to hear it from Super Bowl week?
Yes, please. Sure. Yes, because I can't recall. Go ahead.
It's not necessarily a media pressure. It's just media requirements. That's getting up under a lot of people's skin. I think I got to meet with you guys another time, and nothing's going to change besides me walking out this room, walking up those steps, going to another meeting, going to practice, probably playing a couple video games, talking to my parents, making sure they're, you know, make it here on time, waking up, brushing my teeth, obviously, go to another meeting. Depends on what the breakfast looks like, if I'm going to eat it or not. Go to the team meeting. Come back to you guys and talk. I don't get it.
That's his one show, right, that he's been to? How many times is Brady in it?
Nine.
So six wins, nine, three losses. Yeah, so nine times. You ever hear him act that way? But dealt with it. He didn't like Super Bowl week. Video games, food. Brushing teeth. He does have nice teeth. Tell you what, he's got nice choppers. That was odd. That had nothing to do with race here. Like that, I remember that coming out. Like I thought he rubbed people the wrong way that week. Like, let's play the game. I don't want to do all this stuff. It's a Super Bowl, man. That's your week. First time. You should be doing everything. The markability of that guy could have been through the roof if he won that game. It was already, even though he didn't. I don't know. He rubbed people wrong that week.
They were 15-1. They were 17-1 going into the Super Bowl.
They were wagging, man. They were the favorite.
So Cam Newton had his worst moment ever in his career in that Super Bowl. And those are the moments that you separate the great players and the really good players. And until he does something like win a Super Bowl, I don't think that moment's ever going to be wiped out for him. That's always going to be talked about with Cam Newton. In the final minutes of the fourth quarter, down 6 points, he didn't jump on the fumble, or at least didn't try to get on the football.
It's not like you're done down 20.
That's not going away. No,
he had a badass defense. He had a linebacker. He had Davis, his middle linebacker, basically bolted his arm up, put a rod in, and had like 400 stitches going down his forearm just to have the chance to play in that game.
So if that's an incompletion on third down, they're kicking there. They're kicking away. They're punting away, and they're hoping to get the ball back with over 4 minutes to play. That's what they're doing there. So the game was still not over, even if it's an incomplete pass there. You know, they're going to try and get the ball back. They had a good defense. They're going to try and force Peyton to go three and out there.
Hey, and it's not like
16-10 at the time. It wasn't like anyone offensively was lighting the world on fire in that game.
Yeah, Peyton wasn't humming the ball at that time, right?
No.
He was basically throwing paint cans, too.
He was barely able to get out there and play. That was, of course, the year that he came in and replaced Brock Osweiler.
He couldn't wait to retire. Peyton couldn't wait for that game to be over, so I'm done. Retire. Give me a ring. Let's
get
out
off the field.
Yes.
I'm all done playing football.
So he took a lot of crap.
Bitching about video games and the food at the five-star hotel they're staying at. Breakfast isn't that good. Man, I got to order room service. Then I got to get up. Now I got to talk to you guys again. I got to do another meeting, like 15-1. What the hell we got to meet about, man? You know? That's the Cam Newton that bugged you.
I mean, I didn't hear him complaining about the meeting in there, though.
Yeah, he said, I got to go up and meet again. We're going to meet again. Then I got to come back and talk to you, and I got to meet again. Yeah, he did.
I think he was complaining about meeting the media, saying nothing's going to change between today and tomorrow. Here's what I'm going to do between today and tomorrow.
I got nothing different to tell you today than it is tomorrow, but you got to act. You're the face of the team. You know, people want to talk to you. You're Cam Newton. You're Tom Brady.
Well, he's had some things in press conferences over the years that have pissed some people off. We'll play another one of those clips coming up after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes, funny, but fun is coming along, man.
That can't happen here.
Another great Cam Newton highlight right there.
Come on,
we're doing this to be fair.
All right,
now maybe in Carolina, maybe in Charlotte, they don't get eaten alive. What would that do to him here?
I mean, I don't think the reaction would be much different from what it was in 2017. He was eviscerated for that.
He was. I mean, it'd be overkill here, you know, like post-Brady. It's funny hearing a female talk about routes and stuff. In, route, out.
Funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Marty, Jordan. Marcy ever ask you about routes, Hardy?
No.
You like to throw the in cuts or the out
no,
cuts?
No, but if she did, I would not refer to her, A, as a female, and B, say it was funny.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Oh, stupid and obnoxious comment from Cam Newton in 2017.
He was trying to be cool and funny there, and it didn't come off. Bad joke. I don't even know if it was a joke. Maybe it was intended. Maybe there's a history there between him and a reporter. I don't know. Can't do that here. Tell you what, Karen Grigio.
Let's assume
routes.
There was. What's the history? What, he didn't like the reporter? Didn't like what she had written?
So I'm going to take a shot at you up here. I'm going to demean you. Yeah.
So I'm going to take a shot at you for being a woman? It's still bull. It's still nonsense.
Oh, God. Yeah. 100%.
And so this, again, fair and balanced right here. This has been some of the downsides of Cam Newton. That comment in 2017 and obviously on the field in 2015 in Super Bowl 50. Two of the things that I know that we have ripped Cam
Thanks,
Newton
guys.
For on this very show. When
Sorry.
Both of those things happened, we went after Cam Newton because he
Crushed.
Deserved it.
Crushed.
And he still deserves to, you know, have that sort of tied to him. Those things happen. Those are legitimate critiques of him. Those
he
two
lost,
items. At least
he
in
lost
my book.
Yogurt. He lost yogurt after that, right? That oil.
He did. He lost a yogurt endorsement.
He's not like an overall bad guy, though. He's actually a pretty good guy overall, right? Like,
no,
I mean, he's not,
everybody
he doesn't get in
that.
Trouble and doesn't get arrested. Like, I mean, he was an Urban Meyer recruit in 07, but still, he hasn't been one of those guys.
You remember when he rolled his truck?
Oh, yeah, I do sort of remember that. He got into that accident.
I got an extremely very, very close member of my family. It was the on-call ER surgeon there when that happened. And he dealt with him. He said, man, couldn't have been a nicer guy. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
I
granted,
enjoy,
you're hurt. You're, hey, help fix me.
I enjoy the off-the-field story of Cam Newton. Remember when he tried to offer that guy $1,500 on the flight for more legroom?
Oh, that's right! It was more than that, wasn't it?
He's like, that happened last summer. I think it was $1,500 he offered.
It was a JetBlue flight, wasn't it? God dang it.
I'll have to pull up the flight. I'll have to pull up the story about that flight.
The guy didn't do it.
But that, the guy told him no.
We got to have the guy on. Like I would. The bigger story is the guy said no.
It's like, I'm like, really? $1,500 cash? You don't want to do that?
Yeah. Tell the person in front of you, don't put their seat down. Don't put their little laptop thing down, their tray table.
I don't remember that. There's video of it too. I don't remember that.
Yeah, the guy took a video of it.
He's standing there trying to bribe the guy. Like, please, man, here, I'm Cam, you know, Carolina fan. You know, come on, here, all this cash. I'll give it the cash right now. I'll give you what I have in my pocket. The guy's like, no, I'm good.
So I would say that the legitimate criticisms of Cam Newton are the Super Bowl or when he went after the female reporter. What I cannot stand is the criticisms of, he dances too much, right? When he took all that crap in 2015, like, oh, he celebrates it too much. Remember when he had to say, well, if you don't like it, don't let me in the end zone.
Yeah, he started the dap thing. He started the whole dap, didn't he?
Oh, isn't that horrible? What? Remember all those racist letters that people were writing to newspapers about Cam Newton back in 2015, back when he was exploding and really becoming, you know, as Dion said, one of the faces of the league? Like, that stuff I have zero time for. Oh, he dances too much. What are you talking about? He dances too much. Like, oh, the way that he dresses. What? What does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. That, to me, I think is ridiculous. But the fumble that's fair game. It's totally fair game. 617-779-0985. Dylan is in Providence. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
And fantastic. Well, so, you know, I called you guys, I don't know if you recall, I was the guy who was super energetic on the phone and, back when Brady got released and the initial talks about Cam Newton were coming out. And, you know, Beetle, you and I kind of got into a back and forth actually about, you know, why I didn't think Cam would fit here and this and that. So I, first of all, want to say that I was wrong. I'll definitely throw that out there. I kind of bought into the Jared Stidham thing, hook, line, and sinker. But a thought came to me today when the signing popped up for Schefter. And what I think might be happening here is, A, I'm definitely excited to see Cam trying to get back to form, because I've always liked his game. I've always liked how he played. I just didn't see maybe his locker room presence fitting in with us. But if he does, you know, stop doing the kind of stuff that he did a couple of years ago with that reporter and whatnot, then I think that, you know, this is a chance for him to flip his script and maybe get the public eye to, you know, look at him in a little bit more of a positive light. But like I said, I don't think that's going to be a big problem, kind of like how the Antonio Brown signing took a turn for the worse last year. So like Hardy said, he's not a bad guy from what we know. So, you know, hopefully that's the only thing. But the other idea that popped in my head regarding Stidham is, you know, maybe they still, you know, they like him, obviously, but maybe, you know, he's not fully ready to take the reins. And with this new scheme that they're going to implement around Cam, maybe that's something also that will fit and suit his style, rather than the system they've been running under Brady, because as we know, you know, Stidham has the ability to move around a lot better. He's not necessarily a running quarterback in the same vein as Cam is, obviously, with different body types. But I do think that change of offense might give Stidham another year to learn under a guy like Hoyer and like now Newton in the room, where we can kind of see him grow a little bit more, not have to.
For 2021 is what you're saying. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate the call. It's okay that you want to change your mind. It's okay. You have the right to change your mind on Cam Newton, but I appreciate you admitting you were one of the anti-Cam Newton guys going back a couple of months. Could you see that, though? Could you see Stidham adapting and playing more like Cam Newton somewhere in the middle for what he will eventually be down the road in 2021?
No. Lastly, Stidham, be Stidham. And don't pattern yourself after trying to play, you know, outside something that you're not. Just continue to learn, continue to do what you got to do to play.
Joe in New Hampshire on Cam Newton. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to make a quick... Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. How you doing?
Good. Just quick point here that I think Cam Newton's pretty... he's a good asset because, you know, Bill's playing chess, everybody else playing checkers. Cam's going to help you prepare for Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes, all these other mobile quarterbacks that have killed you over the past couple of years. Even if Cam's a bust, he's good to run with the practice defense. Thanks, fellas.
He's not going to run that. That's going to be the problem there. So, don't think Cam will be running the scout team cards. Bring Cam in to get it.
What was that chess checkers metaphor?
He's playing chess.
Who is?
Well, everyone
Bill.
Else is playing
Wake
checkers.
Wake up, Hardy. You know, there's between chess and checkers. Bill plays chess. Everybody else plays checkers.
So he's
bringing Cam in to run the cards to get you ready for Mahomes and the other guy.
You know, I guess another way of saying it would just be, I don't know if there's a pithy way of saying it, but maybe you trust Bill. Bill is the guy that's trustworthy.
I would maybe in Bill we trust. Is that how you say that? Would that be something to say?
Okay, that might get some traction. Chess, checkers, and say that again, Beetle. Bill is the guy who we find to be trustworthy. What is it?
In Bill we trust.
I like that. All right, new stuff.
Which is why all the people that were saying, like Dylan from earlier this segment, all the people that were saying in March, April, May, no way, I want nothing to do with them. Now, all of a sudden, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'm actually very excited.
I
actually really like Cam Newton quite a bit.
I was more ready for the eat it calls today because we've sort of been pounding the, nope, not going to happen with Cam Newton. People have said, nope, it's not going to be Cam. If it was going to be Cam, it would have happened by now. I thought we'd be getting, oh, I told you so. Now it's like, yeah, we see what Bill's master plan. Oh, my God.
I think T-Bone was working on a Zoe from, what was it, March? And a Zoe from today. Is that what you were doing back there?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done?
Great.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get to that coming up. More of your calls on the Patriots today as they sign Cam Newton. And, oh, by the way, they're also facing a punishment from the NFL for taping again. That's all in the mix here today. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.